Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I love you. I love you.
Like on trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
He was the limitless wonder.
City limits, baby.
I like to think I have a lot of fight. Clip that,
145.
Too.
Yes, sir. I don't need to tell you where we've arrived to. Well, nowhere. We're actually headed to a destination.
Correct.
On the Limitless Express.
On the Express. And where is the NFL going? You need a list to be able to keep track of all the international games this year, as the Steelers and Vikings are one of 7 international games that will be played this year in the NFL, including Dublin for the Steelers, and the Vikings playing back-to-back international games, Joe. This is wild to me. They'll be playing in Ireland, and then the following week against your good old Cleve Brownies in London. Back-to-back weeks. Is that unfair to the Vikings? I think it is.
I mean, if you're going to do it that way, if you're going to make somebody play twice, did the Jets have two international games last year?
I think the Jaguars did.
Somebody did. If you're going to do it, you might as well just stay there, right, for a couple weeks. But I'm wondering more and more if the NFL is going to have the first European division.
Ugh.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it's a possibility. Like, I'm not ruling it out, but I sure hope it never does. When you say European division, what, are they going to put four teams over there?
I don't know. Like, I don't know limits.
London,
they seem to be increasing this. Obviously, you know, the more of a world imprint you have, the more money you're going to make.
Paris.
And that's the main concern here.
You get a team. Berlin, you get a team.
Are the Vikings an interesting opponent to you, limits?
The Vikings are a good team. They're not that interesting. What, J.J. McCarthy is their quarterback this year? I mean, I was much more interested in the Vikings last year. They do have Justin Jefferson, who's a big draw. The Vikings, they could probably, you know, sell
some
the Vikings.
Guys. They have Brian O'Neill. They have Jordan Addison. They also have a great player in Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Any other interesting people on that team?
No.
Javon Hargrave is on that team.
I think he's interesting. He's good.
Andrew Van Ginkle. They're going to win.
Oh, they're a really good team.
No, they're not. They're only okay.
Well, they won, what, 13 games last year?
Yeah. But now they have J.J. McCarthy as quarterback.
Yeah, and he's not as good as Sammy Darnold.
Maybe he's better than Sammy Darnold. How do you know?
Mm. Just a hunch. The Chargers are playing in one of the games as well to start the year.
Yeah.
That'll be on Friday in Brazil. They have not announced a opponent for that. The other games are, sit down for these, Denver and the Jets in London, the Rams.
I think Denver and the Jets is a good game. You don't?
Well, I'm starting with what I think is the best game and then getting progressively worse.
Yeah.
That's the one of the London games. Minnesota and Cleveland, bad London game. The Rams and Jacksonville.
Oh boy.
Should be okay.
Why is
maybe?
Jacksonville always involved in this?
Jacksonville
because
loves London.
Home?
They
what,
love
what
it
do
in
you
London.
Mean?
Their owner, I think, Chad Khan, has, I don't know what it is, but they embrace London. I don't know entirely what
I know,
it is.
But if you're the NFL, why are you sending them over to sell your game?
They commit to it. You know how the Lions and the Cowboys always love being on Thanksgiving? The Jaguars love playing in London for a game. I don't know why.
I understand that. You told me the Jags love it. Why would the NFL do it?
I don't know.
It's like sending them over a box of steaming dog crap.
Well, and I don't know this for sure. Was there hesitancy from teams to go over to London at first and give up a home game?
Yeah, well,
and maybe it was Jacksonville.
Certainly from players. Yeah, players don't want to do it.
Jacksonville embraced it, and maybe this is the NFL's way of rewarding
Jacksonville embraced it because they actually have a home crowd when they go overseas.
Nobody likes going and sitting in their swimming pool in the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium.
Let me ask you this, Limits. I was just talking with Donnie Football. I was practicing my putting back there. And I believe that the boss took out Mulsey and Pony for their excellent performance in recent months. What wonderful men they are, aren't they?
Really?
Yeah. How come we didn't get invited?
Considering a lot of people listen to this show, I feel like that could be a possibility. Do you?
No.
No?
Because I don't know why. Maybe we'll get taken out to dinner. I don't know. There were steak dinners flying around here last year. We didn't get any of that.
No, there was KDK had a steak dinner. I think a couple of the other stations did too.
Right.
I don't know if we ever got it. We never did.
Beside the
you
point.
You and I did with Donnie.
And why didn't Donnie get invited? He's an integral part of their show. That seemed odd, did it not? To you?
And Donnie didn't. It was just Pony and Mueller.
Yes.
Is Pony coming in to explain about this dinner that you went on?
Also beside the point, Limits. Here's what I was talking to Donnie about. What would be your preference for the Steelers opener?
I'm sorry. Pony just came in here and said, you ripped me at 10 o'clock? Did I rip Pony at all during this show?
Yeah.
He claims that I'm so defensive. It's really Malzy that says I'm so defensive.
I opened
and
the
Pony,
show.
The
show with you becoming a lightning rod in Pittsburgh media, for better or worse. That's what's happening in the last week.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah. That's not me openly taking shots at Pony.
In response to that, you did take a shot at him.
What shot? What was it?
I don't remember.
I could have taken so many shots at him. I could have made a goal line shot. I could have made an Ayuk shot. I could have made a Pickett-to-Pickens shot, and I didn't.
Well, even that's a
shot. And I didn't.
You just took multiple shots while claiming you weren't taking shots.
I was admitting that I did not.
What's your preference for the Steelers opener? Donnie tells me the Pirates are at home that weekend, so the only way that they could play at home would be a Monday night. And I said, what about the Buffalo Bills coming to town with Josh Allen on a Monday night?
What about Green Bay on a Monday night with Aaron Rodgers' revenge game? Ooh, how about that?
I like that a lot.
I like that idea.
I like that a lot. The Green Bay Packers coming to town.
What about the Steelers at the Lions in a primetime game in week one? Mm. Aaron Rodgers against the Lions.
Well, I know this. Last year when the schedule came out, it was a gigantic story. Because of, as Art called it, the Christmas tournament, right?
Yes.
And all of us looked at that schedule and said, man, they better off to a great start because it's going to end ugly. And that's exactly what happened. We didn't think that ugly, but it did end ugly. I think you have a winner there. I'd like to see Green Bay here on a Monday night for the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, should he choose to play football again if he's not too busy. But if it's a road game, I don't like the divisional games that early. Do you? I'm not a big fan of that. I prefer waiting on the divisional games. Now, I don't want to play eight of them in eight straight weeks again. But and I, of course, exaggerate there. If they're going to go on the road, I would like to see Detroit. I wouldn't mind seeing Chicago. I think Chicago's a fascinating team this year. And I think the Chargers or the Jets in the Justin Fields Bowl. What if it, there you go. That's what the league is going to do if it's Rodgers. It's going to be Rodgers against the Jets and Fields against the Steelers, and it's going to be a primetime game.
Week one, Monday night.
Yes. Steelers at Jets would be unbelievable.
So is that your official prediction?
No, there's no predictions here. I have no idea, but it's a desire.
Well, it's like your guess.
No, it's not my guess. It's my desire. You?
My desire would be Green Bay. I would love to see them play against Green Bay on the opener.
Give me one more item, Limits.
All right. Do you want me to give you the Jordan Hudson news, or do you want me to give you the Saturday doubleheader conflict with the college football playoff?
I don't care about that.
So I'll give you the Jordan Hudson news.
Out of morbid curiosity, the Jordan Hudson news.
According to Pro Football Talk, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, reportedly receives an offer to appear on Dancing with the Stars.
If he goes on Dancing with the Stars, that would be iconic.
But the report is that she will likely decline because she's eyeing other TV opportunities.
Wow.
Why would she be invited onto TV shows? Just because she's Belichick's girlfriend?
Of course,
slash
Limits.
PR person?
Last time I checked, TV shows want the most eyes on them.
The Real Housewives of North Carolina?
Why does anybody get to do anything on TV? Because that's what they get to do.
Entertainment value.
You think the Kardashians are around? Because why?
One of the
Kardashians, because people like to watch.
One of the Kardashians was at the, who's the one dating Timothy Chalamet?
I don't know.
That was at the Knicks game yesterday?
Man, he was into that game, wasn't he?
Chalamet, yeah, he was. Or was that Kylie Jenner? I don't know. I don't pay attention to them.
Clearly.
They showed him on the screen. You know how the ESPN loves to do that. What celebrities are in the house today?
And why wouldn't they? We're a celebrity culture.
They don't show celebrities at the Steeler game. They
yes,
do when
they
there's
do
like
if
one.
They're there.
Why don't they do a whole entire montage of what celebrities are there?
I think they do.
Hmm.
I've become disagreeable again toward the end of the show.
No, you've not.
See, now you are.
Yes, you have.
No, I'm not. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider over 50 years. Limits, I don't feel like we got enough time with the Skeens topic. It felt like people wanted to weigh in, and it felt like it got jammed into the end of the hour. So it goes like this. Skeens has been really good so far, right? His ERA in the twos. He hasn't been the guy we thought he'd be, however. Why is that? Why do you think that is? And is it fair to even mention and talk about it? I think it is. His strikeouts are down 3 per game. I thought he was going to just blow people away this season and have one of the great seasons we've ever seen. People saying he's the best pitcher in the game. He hasn't been that yet. The big story is they don't support him enough and they should win his starts. I get it. But let's talk Skeens.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.